Now, beloved, let us listen again for God's word to us, reading now from the Gospel of Matthew. In the 28th chapter, this is the story of that wonderful day of resurrection. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothes white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him." So they left the tomb, that is, the two Marys left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus appeared and met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid, but go to my brothers and tell them to go to Galilee. There they will see him." This is the gospel of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me? Oh, good and gracious God, on this happy Easter day, be with us now as we read, study, and seek to follow this portion of your holy word. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, this Matthew account, and you know there are several accounts of that first Easter morning, but this Matthew account has it all. There's every emotion, fear and joy, confusion, fright. The two Marys are the first to hear the words. The guard is frightened. The angel appears. And we're told there's a detail here in Matthew that we don't know. The angel rolled the stone away and then sat down on it. He was making himself comfortable, that angel, and waiting so that he could tell these women, these peasant women, the first humans to hear, he is not here. He has been raised as he said he would. And then finally, Jesus himself appears and the women fall down and worship him. That's the story that we recall. And so today we too say, joy, he is risen. Christ is alive. Not was alive, is alive. And will endure forever. Now, our attention to the great good news of the resurrection can be understood, surely. But, you know, it might obscure just a little bit the words that Jesus himself said. So I want to focus on those this Easter morning. The first thing Jesus does, it says in the text, he greets them. Now, he probably didn't say good morning or what's up. Or, que pasa? This Greek word for greeting means something more like, he greeted them saying, "See, I'm alive. See, it is true. See, I have been raised." Or something more like, "God be praised." Or, as we say it today, Alleluia. So let that be our first word today to everyone. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Father has been faithful, and we have a victory over death. Now, early Christians were so confident of this victory over death that they began to put on gravestones the image of the cross. But then in a little political theater, they did something else. In Roman culture, the sign of victory was a laurel wreath. You see this in pictures of old Olympics, for example. And in Roman culture, a laurel wreath was given to a victorious general. Early Christians appropriated that symbol in that exercise of political theater, and they began to bring laurel wreaths, the sign of victory, to grave sites. And so today we still bring flowers to the grave site to signal that we are people of faith who believe that death never gets the last word. Life gets the last word. God gets the last word. So Jesus' word, alleluia, is our first word this day. The second thing Jesus says to the two Marys is, do not be afraid. What a wonderful and welcome word on the Easter of 2020. Do not be afraid. Fear not. Today, we, you and I, are afraid for those we know and those we don't know. We're sick of being inside and we're afraid to go out. We're afraid to touch things. We're wiping our hands and washing our hands and using chemical wipes and masks. And fear is palpable. And Jesus says, do not be afraid. Are you kidding? Do not be afraid? Well, maybe a way of understanding that is to say, go ahead, be anxious if you must. But do not have a deep fear of what is to become of you, because you are held in the palm of his hand. You will be all right. You were created for purposes unafraid. In our anxious hearts, Jesus whispers today, do not be afraid. He said, I am with you always. You can be anxious, but don't give in to fear and despair. You can sin, but don't invite it home to dinner. Remember who you are and whose you are. And take courage and strength. The tomb should not scare you any longer. Now, Barbara Brown Taylor, who I believe is one of, if not the best preacher of our generation, tells a wonderful story. She was raised in the rural South, and she was kind of an outdoor girl. And so she would have a collection of driftwood and a bird's feather and a bird's nest. And one of the things that she liked to collect in her nature collection were the little shells of cicadas. You know, when the cicada has transformed into new life, it leaves behind that little brown bug body with hollowed eye sockets and little tiny pincers. She tells the story that when she was a child, she saved those because they scared other children, especially her brother. And so that was a delight. But today, as a grown and now elderly woman, even as she walks along and sees a cicada shell, she likes it because she knows that's what the two Marys saw. Just a pile of old clothes. This is what's left when you've transformed into a new life. And it doesn't have the power to scare anybody, but to give great joy. So we say and affirm today, Jesus greeting, hallelujah. We say to one another, do not be afraid. Be confident. But then let's get to that last word. Jesus tells the women, go tell the disciples. Now, imagine yourself in Jesus' place. All the things he might have wanted to say to the disciples, like, where were you, my friends, when they humiliated, tortured, and crucified me? Where were you when my mother stood alone at the foot of my cross? But he doesn't say any of that, not a word of disappointment or recrimination. He says, go find the disciples and tell them to go to Galilee. What does he mean in telling the disciples to go to Galilee? Couldn't you just relax and enjoy the moment? No. Get on with it. Go to Galilee. Now, there's a wonderful, now late Al Carmines, who was a pastor and playwright in New York, and he wrote a wonderful hymn once, and I don't remember all of it. And it is your blessing that I am not going to sing it to you, but the words go something like this. Go to Galilee. That's where you'll find him. He went ahead of you to Galilee. Galilee. That's where you'll find him. He had a lot of things to do. He couldn't stand and wait for you. He went ahead to Galilee. What does he mean? Well, I'm not sure, but I think he means don't keep Easter a secret. Go to Galilee and tell the story. Proclaim Christ is risen in word and in deed, wherever you are. And don't tell me today, well, we can't do that because we're locked in our homes. You got here, didn't you? And however you got here, you can get to other people and tell them Christ is risen. He is risen indeed and has redeemed us for purposes unafraid. So get on down the road to Galilee by letter or email or Facebook or any of those other things. Inspire and heal others with your hopefulness and your faith and your goodwill. In Jesus' resurrection, we, the church, became the body of Christ. And we've got to get this body of Christ down the road to every Galilee across the face of the world, where hearts break, where injustice is done, where there is joy to be celebrated. That's the appropriate place for the presence of the body of Christ. Now, you know, we live in a cynical age. And lots of people this day are not celebrating Easter, even though it's the tradition they grew up in. They have lost heart and faith and confidence and hope. I remember so clearly in an event in Yankee Stadium, Billy Graham was there and tens of thousands of his closest friends. And we were in Yankee Stadium, that house that Ruth built, that home that New Yorkers love. And it was the time and the era of the death of God controversy. And someone, probably with an electronic bullhorn, yelled, God is dead. And Billy Graham looked up into the upper tiers where the voice had come. He said, "That's odd." "I don't think so. I just spoke to him a few minutes ago." Let that be our word. Let us say our hallelujahs. Let us stomp down the fear that rises in us. And let us set our sails for Galilee. For Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. Amen.